It's Mother's Day at a local restaurant. Happy times during a very special occasion, right? Not when you have a cranky waitress who would rather be at home with her husband and children, and her only two customers are a married couple trying to endure their least favorite day of the year. Can any good come out of this situation? We'll find out soon as we listen to Happy Mother's Day by Fred Zaroski.
I'll just leave the check here whenever you're ready. And have a happy Mother's Day.
What did you do that for?
What?
Tell her to have a happy Mother's Day?
Because I hope she does.
You idiot! How thoughtless can you be? Is it Phyllis? Your name tag says Phyllis.
What?
Don't you get it, Phyllis? She couldn't have children.
I didn't know that. She looks like a mother.
Looks like a mother? What does that mean?
She looks maternal.
Well, she's not.
I was just trying to be nice.
Baloney. I know you people. You were just trying to get a bigger tip.
Listen, Buster, I said I was sorry. You don't have to insult me.
Don't call me Buster.
Your mother does.
What?
Calls you Buster.
She's entitled. She's my mother.
Well, she is a witch.
Okay. Maybe I was trying to get a bigger tip. You're the only customers I've had all morning.
I can see why. The pancakes were dry. The bacon was burnt. I can get that at home.
Well, I liked it.
You would. And the coffee's bitter.
Okay, so forget the stupid tip. Ever since that damn church across the street started having pancake breakfast on Mother's Day, our business has gone kablooey.
For your information, we attend that damn church. Of course we skip the Mother's Day breakfast.
Why?
Because she can't have children. Do you see any children? I don't see any children.
I assumed they were older.
I can have children, but he's impotent.
I'm not impotent.
He's infertile.
I am not infertile. For the thousandth time, I've had the test.
Count yourself lucky. I wish my Ernie was infertile. Three kids and one on the way is no picnic stuck here six mornings a week.
You're pregnant?
Yes, I'm pregnant. And Ernie, what a mixed up puppy he is.
Your puppy's mixed up?
Not my puppy, my Ernie.
Oh, your puppy's name is Ernie.
I don't have a puppy.
Oh, then who's mixed up?
You are. Oh.
He's a butcher, works in a butcher shop, always bringing home free steaks and shanks and butts and loins.
That sounds pretty good.
Does that sound good? I have to make three different meals every night.
Three meals?
Steak for me and his mother, peanut butter and jelly for the damned fussy kids, and a vegetable platter for Ernie.
I don't get it.
He's a vegetarian.
A vegetarian butcher?
A mixed up puppy. But like everyone says, boy, are those vegetarians fertile.
Who says?
Everyone says it's a fact.
That doesn't make sense. It has to be the other way around.
There's you and there's Ernie. I rest my case.
I have told you 1,000 times. Stop eating all those Whoppers. Now we know. Whoppers make you infertile.
I'm not infertile. And two men is not a valid sample size. The margin of error would be infinite. I'm looking this up on my cell phone. Where's my damn... Ah, here it is.
And I had to go and marry a carnivorous CPA who's a son of a witch.
I get the impression you two don't like each other very
much.
What
makes you say that?
I just noticed that you're a bit harsh with each other.
You don't even know us. Do you delve into the intimate lives of all your customers?
Well, I've helped a lot of people. Unlike bartenders, waitresses can offer free advice. I'll pull up a chair. I think I can help. What are your names?
Why should we tell you our names, Phyllis?
You can call me Phil.
August and June.
What did you do that for?
What?
Tell her our names.
Well, Phil told us her name.
Ernie and Phil. Sounds like an auto repair shop.
I'll write this down. August and June. That's 6 letters plus 4. A lucky combo. What months were you born?
What are you doing?
Numerology. You'd be surprised.
Augie in August and June in June.
Oh, that's cute.
Stop giving her our personal data. If she knew what she was doing, her own family wouldn't be such a mess.
You don't know everything, and neither does your mother.
Ha! Here it is. I've got it. Right here on my smartphone. Vegetarians may be harming their chance of having children after a study found that men who do not eat meat have significantly reduced sperm counts. Numerologate that, Phil!
Come on, Augie. You're smart enough to know that's a canard promoted by the beef industry, but your numbers don't lie. Like I said, a lucky combo. So why all the bickering? Because you both feel guilty, but you shouldn't because neither of you is at fault. Are you at fault, Augie?
Of course not!
Is June?
Of course not.
June, is Augie?
No! Oh no, of course not.
Then why all the accusations? You're not feeling guilty about children. You're both feeling guilty about the blame game. My advice? Kiss and make up. Then take a romantic cruise to Aruba.
again!
What is it now?
I've always wanted to go to Aruba.
Oh, for God's sake, you've got her crying again, talking about pipe dreams that'll never happen.
Pipe dreams?
I love my wife. I do anything to protect her, and it's my job to keep her from crying.
So why not take her to Aruba?
I didn't know she wanted to go to Aruba!
I always wanted to go to Aruba!
I think you should take her to Aruba. And Augie, it's not your job to keep her from crying, but to comfort her when she does. Why not comfort her in Aruba? You don't know how lucky you are. Ernie and I could never go to Aruba. 2 jobs, 3 kids, 6 mouths to feed, and 1 on the way.
Augie, I know you love me.
Of course I love you!
I love you too.
Oh, the hell with it. June, do you want to go to Aruba?
Yes, Augie. I want to go to Aruba.
Then damn it, let's go to Aruba. Here's a 20, and keep the change. You're obviously worse off than we are. Now let's get out of here, kitten, and go home and pack before Phil comes up with any more pipe dreams.
Bye, Phil!
Oh my God, she forgot her purse. You forgot your purse.
Oh, I know. I did it on purpose. You don't know a thing about numerology, do you?
Not a thing.
Well, don't judge Augie too harshly. I think Mother's Day is harder on him than on me. He has a lot on his mind.
I missed that. Like what?
He has to keep track of everything. Everybody says that I'm a little slow.
Ah, a wild orchid.
What?
My mother would say you are a rare soul experiencing life at nature's chosen pace, while the rest of us are pointlessly racing with death. Like a wild orchid, you should be revered and protected. So it's good that you found Augie.
Here, Augie counts pennies. Take this other 20 and have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, June. And have a great time in Aruba.
Thanks!
Well, you did it again, Dr. Phil.
Oh,
my tummy. You're kicking around like crazy. Ernie, I love you, but you are one mixed up puppy.
Happy Mother's Day was written by Fred Sarosky. It was directed by Dan Higgs and featured Debbie White, Scott Aaron Price, and Talia Chenault. The stage manager was Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Narration by Maddie Cashin. Happy Mother's Day is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.